Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erev 90, the idea of thinking things through. The Gemara talks about how Rami Bar Chama asked a question, and because of his quickness of mind, did not look into it. He was not careful to formulate his question properly. And then the Gemara had to figure out what was he really talking about? What was he really asking about? What was he really inquiring about? Because he really was too quick of mind, too quick to speak without formulating the question. How often in our own lives do we not think things through? How often in our own life do we not step and think twice before saying something? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us, Ezehu Chacham Haroa Es HaNolad. And the Mishnah also teaches us, Ezehu Chacham HaLomed Mikol Adam. We're supposed to learn from everyone and also try to foresee the consequences of our actions. If we only thought twice before speaking, if we only thought more what the consequence of our words or our actions could do to others, could hurt others, maybe we would be slower to act, slower to speak. If we only thought about how our actions, our words can affect people, can hurt people, maybe there would be less hurt in the world. Maybe there would be more love in the world. Maybe there would be more peace in the world. Too often, we're too quick to judge, too quick to speak, too quick to say or do something against someone and not realizing the devastating ramifications, the devastating consequences to someone else. The Gemara shows here that the sage didn't think about the question. He went too quick to think. He went too fast to formulate, and they didn't understand what his question was. When we speak without thinking, when we act without thinking, we rush to do things without thinking things through, we're not going about acting in the right manner, in the proper manner. Our actions and our words could have devastating consequences for all of those around us. That's why it says, think twice before you speak. The Chafetz Chaim explains, why are there so many elements to speaking? The mouth, no other creation on the body has so many layers of protection. The ears, you know, the words go in and out in the ear. The nose, the smell goes right in. The eyes only have an eyelid. But the mouth has three elements. The mouth has a tongue, the mouth has teeth, and the mouth has lips to show us threefold. We're supposed to be protective and careful of what we talk about, what comes out of our mouth. We're so careful. The commentators of Chafetz Chaim, I believe, explains with what comes into our mouth, even the Rambam, I think. Why aren't we careful with what comes out of our mouth? If we're so careful to make sure every product, every food is so kosher, are we so careful with what words come out of our mouth? We're always so careful. Is this OU? Is this okay? Is it a good hechsher? I want to eat only kosher, but we should also only speak kosher. And that means speaking not just nivel peh, cursing, God forbid, but what we talk about, how we talk to people, what manner we talk to people, with what mannerisms and what type of frame of mind we're talking. So just as the Gemara talks about the sage who was too quick to talk, we should also not be too quick to think, too quick to talk, too quick to act. Think twice before speaking and foresee the consequences of our actions. Ezehu chacham haroed es aloen alomin mikal adam. And may we do so every day with everyone we interact with as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Erev 91 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.